We are the students of Dr. Banube Nanavati College of Pharmacy and the student council members of Public Health Office. Our committee attempts to create social awareness about the various aspects of health among the general public.
Hello, good afternoon. Firstly, thank you so much for joining in, everybody. I am Hitanshi Mehta, a member of Public Health Office from Dr. Bhanuben Nanavati College of Pharmacy. And today on Pollution Prevention Day, we have this camp called the Pollute Labs, where I would like to invite today's guest, which is Nishi Mishra, ma'am. She's a co-founder of Muskurate Raho Foundation, which is established in February 2021. And the amount of work that you guys have done since then is amazing and massive. Beach cleanup drives, which is 20, number of 12 plantation drives. And since February, you've collected more than 5 tons of garbage, which is amazing. And 700 saplings, which you've actually planted this monsoon. And all of this in just 4 or 5 months of time. It is amazing. So thank you so much for joining in, ma'am. And I would like to start off by just asking you, what is your community called and what was the motive behind you starting or co-founding this?
First of all, thank you for such a warm welcome. And okay, so my name is Nishi. As you already told, I am a co-founder of Muskurate Raho. And the name is Muskurate Raho. So whenever I say this, I have a bright smile on my face because I am proud of it. Muskurate Raho, everybody. The motive of our organization is to, you know, make this planet a better place to live in. Probably our vision is quite too long, quite too big to say, because I want a planet where there is no pollution. I dream a planet of no global warming. But simultaneously, I know this from within that this change will not happen in a day. But yes, I can put forward generations and generations which can do this for me and for all of us.
True. Honestly, like I said, when I heard the name Muskurate Raho, it was like, wow, it actually gets you or gives you that smile in our face. It's like, this is a very cute name. Secondly, how long have you been doing this, or how did you come up with the thought or the idea that you have to bring out about a change and now it's the time that you will do it?
Okay, so it all started in 2018, probably. I just gave my 12th and I joined a community known as Ploggers. I hope you all know what is Ploggers. No? So plogging is a community of people who are basically runners, and while they are running, they collect trash. So I joined this community in 2018, me and my friend Roshan. And we did a couple of drives and we found that this is our happy place. Like, while we are doing this drive, we are feeling happy. We need to do this more. So we approached few NGOs and few organizations, but I'll tell you, not all organizations are true. They are just for social fame and, you know, attention probably. It's all greenwashing, I'll tell you, a term, greenwashing. These people are just greenwashing. And while had a conversation with them, we didn't find satisfying, and we found that this is not the place where we could do work, because we want to do work. And 2020, we were just having a face call and were giggling, laughing on face call, and this idea just struck. The idea was not to have an NGO, but the idea was to have a community of people where we can work. But later, I can proudly say we are now a registered NGO. So it started starting from 2018, but we started in 2020. We started forming a group, because having a group of same mindset, like we are the same people, having same mindset, having same dedication is very rare and very important. We filtered out so many people. There were so many people who used to come to us, but they were just like to click photographs or to have a good time on Sundays probably. So then we figure out 8 dedicated volunteers. We all are the founding members. And since then, but then the lockdown happened. So everything got stopped. So it took us 1 year to plan. We just used those years. We just planned it out. And in 2020, 2021 in February we started with the drives.
This is supremely inspiring, to be honest. Because like I said, you know, when you or the founders, you've gotten that team and you're doing this for a change, and it's not just for you, it's for the betterment of the country, and somewhere all of us need to start doing this or start learning. So what is your goal and how far have you reached, or where do you see yourself in the next 2 years, or this foundation in the next 2 years?
As I told you, the goal is very big. I cannot it will be not accomplished within, you know, a years. It is the goal which my children would also do it for me. they will come with a drive on a drive with me. It's so big. But as far as we have reached, as I told you, we are just a 1 year baby right now. But contribution of my volunteers, I would say we have reached till here. As you mentioned, we have collected around 5 to 7 tons till now. We have planted 700 saplings. I feel bit proud, not because of me, but my entire team has worked so hard in such a small time. And also we had faced the second wave in 2021 too.
Yeah.
And there were volunteers who voluntarily came to us to ask whether if we are not going for a beach cleanup, let's do plantation. They were insisting us.
Hmm.
So all of them, I feel whatever I have achieved till here, whatever we have given back to the environment is just because of them. And it's quite small number, but when you see in a broader picture, we are taking a baby steps, and we'll be surely reaching our goal. Probably few decades. It will take few decades to achieve our goal.
No, we definitely reach, because, you know, like they say, boon boon se sagar bharta hai. So we'll reach there for sure. So since campaigns are going on every weekend for quite a long time now, how great or how would you rank the improvement in beaches, and how clean have they been since then?
Honestly speaking, there has been no improvement. Because individual efforts will not make a change. This 10 people or this 12 people will not make a change. The change has to be at a primary level where we are not generating this waste only. And, there's some community of people, I tell you, they are against this beach cleanups. They criticize beach cleaning people because they find it not sustainable. According to them, it's like we are cleaning during the low tide, and when there is a high tide tomorrow, the double the trash is are there on the beach. So they find it not sustainable. But, you know, according to me, and it is completely right, because cleaning beach doesn't clean the beach, because we are just cleaning at a point where there is a low tide. Again, when there is a high tide, there is a lot more trash on the beach. But, you know, this is beach cleaning is an effective tool for, you know, sensitizing the people. They are coming here and they are actually seeing the scenario. They are realizing the seriousness of the situation. For me, this is very important. Even if they are coming for one Sunday with us, they are exactly knowing the amount of trash which is there. See, we all have studied environmental studies in our school.
Yeah.
But I believe environment is not a subject which can be studied through books. It has to be experienced. Until and unless people are not aware about it, they will not do anything. So I feel this effort, as you told me, that what is the difference? The difference is hardly negligible. I'll tell you, it is negligible. Because we have collected trash. I'll tell you, per day, Mumbai generates 7,000 tons. Of garbage.
Oh my god.
7 tons of garbage. Can you imagine? And we have just collected 7 tons in this 6 months. So it's hardly impossible to create a difference. Yes, the difference can be created within years, I can tell you, but we have not created the difference, but definitely it is the best tool to sensitize people about the serious issue.
I love when you just said that, you know, this helps in sensitizing and making people aware. I would love to share a small of my experience. So last year for PH only, we had a beach cleanup drive and we took up Methi River. We went there and we were cleaning. एंड वाइल वी आर डूइंग दैट वंस वी रियलाइज दैट इतना सारा तो वी कान डू लाइक इट्स इट्स इम्पॉसिबल फॉर अस टू क्लीन बिकॉज इट वॉज जस्ट वेरी द गार्बेज ओवर देयर वॉज ओ माई गॉड बट देन सिंस देन ट्रस्ट मी देर इज अ चेंज इन मी बिकॉज वेन आई एम लाइक ओ आई कॉन्ट पुट आउट गार्बेज और इफ देर समथिंग आई मेक श्योर बिकॉज वो पता है वो साफ करने को इतना मेहनत लगा था कि इसके बाद तो हम कर खुद से तो होगा ही नहीं सो मे बी वेन यू सेड दैट सेंसिटाइजिंग और इट हेल्प्स इन लाइक पीपल नोइंग कि एक बार जाके बीच क्लीन करो एंड यू विल अंडरस्टैंड दैट इट इज नॉट एन ईजी जॉब और इट्स नॉट एन ईजी टास्क बिकॉज सिंस देन यू विल रियलाइज दैट यू योर सेल्फ विल नॉट एटलीस्ट दैट वन चेंज और वन पर्सन चेंजिंग विल जेन्युइनली मेक अ डिफरेंस इट इज ग्रेट
थैंक यू मुझे सुन के बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है एज एन एनवायरमेंटलिस्ट आई एम ग्लैड टू हियर दिस
No, because honestly, all of these small realizations, if people, I think, if people of our generation start noticing and acknowledging, there will definitely be a change. And like people like you who are already there and already vocalizing all of this, we can see that positive change. So it's amazing. So what is the worst problem which, you know, leads to the huge heaps of garbage that you think or can be prevented or, you know, a solution that you as a organization or a founder have thought of ki haan ye aise ho sakta hai ya kar sakte hai
you know the reason like why these garbages are here is basically improper management of sewage system probably or disposing the landfills even the BMC should look after like where they are dumping this garbage as you mentioned Meethe River the Dadar beach which we clean it gets all this trash from Meethe River only. So, and if you see Meethe River, as you have already visited Meethe River, there is open defecation there. There is, it's not a river at all. Let me tell you, it is a bad sewage system. It has black water, foul smell, all Dadar beach only. So, you know, proper management of landfills, proper management of sewage system, there has for years and years, probably now they have reduced it, but probably years and years, there was all this waste, untreated waste as well as treated waste, all these waste were sent to sea only. Hmm. What happened? It comes back to us only. It will be not going inside the sea. It is coming back to shores only.
Correct.
So, the same reason, I must tell you. Also, festivals. I'll just share an experience with you all. So when we are going in a high tide, there is very less probability of, you know, collecting trash because there is no water. But we went the day later of Navratri, last day of Navratri, and it was a high tide, surprisingly. And we were just shocked. I can say that image is still horrifying. There was idols, Devi's idols. There was bangles. There was bindis. Photographs, there was baskets, there was fruits, lot of fruits, and it was at the shores only, and it was a high tide. Matlab itna garbage tha ki all of them came to the shores. This has been a high tide, and while collecting it, it was so, matlab we felt it so bad, like we felt like doing a campaign there itself, like what we have done, and. This is Navratri. We unfortunately missed the Ganesh Chaturthi's beach cleanup drive because at that time there was strict lockdown in Mumbai. But this Navratri image is like we itself in festivals also, at least we should remove those fruits at least because it's a food you can give to a beggar. Yeah. But we are just dumping it into the water. It's horrifying.
So, you know, like you mentioned that, you know, all of us are responsible for our own waste, which is definitely a thing. But like when you know, we dispose it off or when people dispose it off, may it be in certain ways, what ways would you tell them, like, you know, how to dispose waste in such a manner that it is helpful for the environment or somewhere down the line, it helps polluting, it helps in less of pollution in general?
Okay, so everybody generates the waste. It's probably very natural. We will generate the waste. But we can reduce our consumption. Danshi, I can say this, that we should reduce our consumption. The more we consume, the more we will create the waste.
Okay.
This is the basic thing which I believe. Also, we should start segregating the waste at our at our house. The dry waste should be sent to recyclers and the wet waste should be, you know, we should start making out of compost out of it. These can be done at a primary level, and we can reduce our waste in a certain way. You know, there are vans which are available, BMC vans which are coming, but it's a single van. We are giving him the dry waste also, wet waste also. It all gets mixed and then it cannot be separated. It is not feasible, let me tell you. It is not feasible by them. So why not to separate it with at our end? You know, there has been a statement given by BMC also that they told us that even one area or one lane is agreeing to segregate their waste, they are willing to send two different vehicles for them. But if only one or two people in a locality are agreeing, so it's a waste of time. It's the waste of the petrol. Their money is being wasted. So for us, it is very important to convince people. Even in my own locality, people don't do this. And my single effort will not make a change. So it is very important for all of us to segregate waste. We should reduce our consumption. We should also reduce avoiding the single-use plastic, I believe. All these things are just going and dumping. If you see this beach cleaner, we get all kind of trash. You please name one trash. You please name one trash. Any trash you name. Any kind of trash. Plastic, bottles, used condoms. You will find sanitary napkins. Everything. You will find bags, salt, everything you will find there. There is, you just name one trash and that trash you will find in the beach. Because all of these we are generating and we are indirectly going there and disposing.
Correct. And, you know, like you mentioned, when we went there for Methi cleanup drive, Methi River drive cleanup, we were specifically asked to differentiate between plastic and we're like, baki sab segregate karo. So maybe if, you know, we ourselves, one, obviously stop using or reduce the consumption of plastic and also realize that, you know, it is important for us to probably dispose of sanitary napkins or any kind of plastic on like anything that we ourselves generate and probably dispose it off in a way which is not very, very harmful for the environment, probably, you know, there will be a change. So when we talk about all of this, what do you think is the root cause of the problem? Or is it the illiteracy or is it something, ignorance? Or what do you think is the root cause?
According to me, lack of awareness, probably. Lack of awareness, lack of responsibilities, you know. Each and every citizen in Mumbai, as we are staying in Mumbai now, in a country, in a whole planet, are irresponsible. We find this, mara kaam banta, bhaad mein jaye janta. Simple. We are living, bas, aur kuch nahi. But it's wrong. You know, as I told, as I will mention this point, yesterday, whole day, it was raining in Mumbai. Everybody was busy in their work, they were like, acha barish ho raha hai, kya bin mausam barish, what is the role, matlab kyun barish hua, kisne socha hi nahi. It is us. This is the climate change. This is not God is not doing this for us. This is the climate change which we have created for ourselves. I'll tell you very frankly, this people were enjoying at their home. People were having pakodas, chai, they were enjoying, acha is mausam mein barish. Some people were criticizing, but you should criticize to yourself. We have made this planet in such a way. We are leaving so many carbon footprints. We are in day by day, global warming is increasing. This is the results which we'll be getting. And I will also mention the case where in Chhat Puja, where you can see in Delhi, there was foams. All of that was pollution. You know why? Because in winters, in Punjab and Haryana side, na, people burn their crop. So that the winter, rabi crops can be grown. And since the winters are coming late, they have to grow the crops. So they are grown, so they are burning. And all these winds are going to North India only. So this is why the pollution in Delhi is so much. There should be policies for this, you know, burning. There should be policies made, according to me. All these reasons are this. I'll also give you one more example. In this COVID pandemic, everybody was hustling for masks. Everybody was advised to wear a mask. Please wear a mask. PPE kits were made. But has anybody educated anyone to how to dispose this mask?
Yeah.
Nobody. Oh, everybody was advising to wear mask. Government was continuously telling wear mask. Yes, wearing mask was very important, but how to dispose them was not educated. So this is what? Lack of awareness. And if you see, while we are cleaning the beach, there were masks found, PPE kits found, you know, there's COVID test equipments found. So people are scared going to beach cleanups during these times also. So I think lack of awareness and lack of responsibilities, lack of policies made, as I told you, lack of policies made by the government is the cause of this problem.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. On 1st December, Mumbai mein barish ho rahi hai aur people are like, honestly, people are saying that July jaisi barish hai, July jaisa mausam aa gaya. And yesterday, whenever this conversation was happening with me or my friends, I was like, no, this is not normal. Dude, normalcy is when this happens in the month of July, and December mein thandi hona chahiye, barish nahi aana chahiye. This is climate change. And if we don't acknowledge this now, it's never, we are already late. We are running late with time. And it's at the verge where now everybody can see the smallest of things, there is climate change. Smallest of things, there's cyclones, there are people losing their homes, there's forest fires, there's so much out there that at this point it's not just acknowledging, it's like people like you or people or these foundations which do stuff, and the fact that even government starts making policies or you know they start doing things for the environment, I think probably somewhere that will help. But moving ahead, since this cleanup, the beach cleanup that you do manually, so what are the precautions that you usually use, or the team or the volunteers you guys use for cleanup drives?
So the volunteers which are coming, we provide them gloves. It's latex gloves. We make sure that everybody wears a shoe, because on beach there are a lot of trash. There can be glass pieces also. So, and during this COVID pandemic, we urge people to wear masks as well during the beach cleanup also. Also, there are very foul smells. So, when there's a low tide, you have witnessed the Meethi River one. It's similar kind of a trash. When there is a low tide, now people don't go inside because it's a foul smell. When you pick up the trash, no, it's black in color.
Yeah,
the water gets black because it's locked inside. So we urge people to wear masks. We also require small baskets. But earlier, when we started the beach cleanup, we had this small gunny bags, which we used to carry by ourselves. But then the BMC officials, very generous BMC officials, they just make notice of our efforts, and then they started providing us small baskets. So when we go there for beach cleanup, we just have to make a call and they bring their volunteers and they will give us this basket. So yeah, only these things are required for the, you know, beach.
And like the waste that you collect, where do you relocate that waste? Like, what is the whole process like for you people?
So while we are collecting all these wastes, it is very difficult to segregate. Okay, so where you have collected the waste, Meethi River, it is quite dry area at the landfill. It is not inside water, but where we collect the waste, it is on the beach. So when we collect the plastics also, it is dipped in sand. It is very difficult to segregate it. So we take all these plastic thing at one part, and we try to collect what glass bottles, probably alcoholic beverages and all. We just try to collect it because it is easy to wash. So while cleaning only, while collecting the trash only, we just make a note of it to all our volunteers that you are supposed to clean it and you have to keep it separately. And while moving back from the beach, we just there is one recycler in Dadar, nearby only in Dadar. So we, while coming out, we just give him 13 to 14 bottles, probably 15, 20 max. So we just give him, as far as we are able to segregate the waste, we do. And later we just give it to BNC. what they want to do. So there's a truck coming every half an hour, 1 hour. They come and they collect the trash, and they again go. They again come. They collect the trash and they go. So now it's at their end how to segregate and how to treat it. We do our deal and let's the government do what they want to.
Great. So, during the whole process, like you mentioned, the precautions that you take, or the amount of efforts, or the amount of manpower that you guys use, is there anything that is difficult in the process of the task? Like, do you need more manpower? You need more volunteers, or you need equipment, or like you said, if you need latex gloves, like who provides you with all of that, or it's the organization or you guys provide people with that?
Okay, so I'll start that when it was the first beach cleanup, we were around 15, and the volunteers number dropped down to 4 in the next drive.
Oh.
Our own committee members sometimes are refusing to come. You know, it is very difficult, very as an, you know, I'm leading an organization, so it becomes very difficult, you know, to convince people to come for a drive. You know,
Yeah.
they, as I earlier mentioned, there are people who are coming, you know, to just have a pleasure time on Sundays. There are a few students also who have this assignment work, and also they come. There are a few people who come for their CVs and all to mention on in their CVs and all. But these people will come 2 Sundays, 3 Sundays, maximum 4 Sundays. But then later, bringing the same amount of volunteers has been the toughest part for me, not only in beach cleanups but in plantation too. In plantation, it's a more tedious job because you have to dig,
Yeah.
then you have to plant. So it becomes more difficult. There also, volunteers were not there with me. But slowly, slowly, as I told you, I'm taking a baby steps. So slowly, slowly, I can tell you this, volunteers are coming. There are a few generous volunteers, very dedicating volunteers who are been with us since start. Since start, there has been all volunteers who will be. They're not all volunteers who are coming, but yeah, there are a few ones who are always coming. Equipments, again, the fundings are done by all of us. We all are student, so whatever pocket money we get, we are just using this pocket money to buy latex gloves, the sacks and all. So it is all done by us. There has been a few donors who has been giving us this, but and there are a few donors also, they were restricted since we are not registered. Now we are registered, I can proudly say, but initially we were not registered, so they were hesitating to provide us the fundings because they want because there are many fraud people, as I've already mentioned. There are these greenwashing people here in this market who are just for social fame and money. So there are people who are hesitating, but now probably will get good amount of fundings and will be doing more work in future.
Definitely, definitely. I don't know about other people. Me and Simran are in for anything. You can call us and we are coming in and we're doing this.
I'm so happy.
Definitely, because once we have that driver, once we realize that this is our country or this is our earth, that we need to genuinely take steps and measures, because we are going to live in, the generations after us are also going to live and inhabit it here. It's good because they should have a safe and a good environment per se. So if you guys need any help or anything, me and Simran are in, and we'll try and get in more and more volunteers for sure.
Thank you so much. Actually, I'm planning, I had words with Simran. Actually, I'm planning a campaign, Beat Plastic Pollution, and I want volunteers for it for same. And I'll be promoting this in a lot of colleges, in corporates, in all the localities. And I will come to your college, definitely.
Definitely,
Probably
definitely.
in March, we'll be launching this campaign, and I'll be coming there for sure.
Definitely. We are in for anything. You just call us and we are ready to help and happy to help with however we can. Maybe manpower, maybe anything that you need. Like, what change do you expect from the society to tackle a condition like this? Or what change do you think can primarily help people, or maybe joining an NGO, or maybe working towards the goal, or maybe at home, primary level. What small change do you expect?
As I already mentioned, that avoid using single-use plastic. Start segregating waste at your end, with the dry waste or wet waste. Try to make a compost out of it. Start living an eco-conscious life, I feel. Eco-conscious life, as in you should start moving towards a sustainable product. There are, you know, products, when you buy products, you should see how many carbon footprints it's leaving. And you can just compare. If you have any alternatives, start using it. And it, and this will not be, you know, imbibed within a day. It will take time. But we should start doing this. It is a high time. We should reduce our consumption, as I already told you. The more you consume, the more you generate the waste. So whenever you want a product or you are willing to buy something, just have a thought. If it is not necessary at that point, please don't buy it, because SAE, we can reduce the consumption. So at this primary level, one can do this. It's not important to join our NGO or join a group. Yes, definitely. If you have a time, you can definitely come with us. We have no issues, or neither will be having, and anybody will be having issues. We'll be happy. But there are people who are busy. But at their end, what they can do is they can make small changes within their lifestyle. They can carry their own plastic bags. Cloth bag, sorry, I'm not saying plastic bags. They can carry their own cloth bag. You know, I have met one guy while I was doing this vlogging back in 2018. That guy used to carry his own bowl, aluminium bowl. And then I have asked him, why are you carrying this bowl? So he's like, whenever I'm going to eat a pani puri, I ask him to give it in my bowl. He has this bottle. So whenever he's drinking this coconut water, he's not asking for the straws and all, nothing. He's not, when you take that water at home, so they pack it in a plastic bag. So he urged him that, please don't give it. Please give it to in my bottle. So he's carrying that water bottle. He's carrying his own bowl. And yeah, so it is amazing. Like, people like this exist in this kind of a world. I was amazed. I was super inspired by him. Even I should do this. Even we all should do this. We should carry our own bowl. Carry our own. You know, in between, there was a campaign for banned straws, plastic straws. All this McDonald's, KFC, Starbucks, all those were, you know, people were protesting to stop these straws. No, it is very common. If you stop demanding for anything, that manufacturing will be automatically reduced, right? If we stop demanding the plastic straws, if we are going and drinking water, coconut water, and we tend to have two straws also, huh? Sometimes ek ghum gaya to ek hona chahiye extra. This is normal Indian tendency, huh? People will ask, ek aur de do na straw, aise karke. But once we start refusing those straws, if you're going into McDonald's, KFC, there are a few, you know, eco straws also being made after this concept. But still, I feel that if people stop reducing straws or stop demanding any product, if people are stop demanding polythene bags, there will be no polythene bags made. So this baby steps, we need to take it, and it should be taken at individual level, I believe.
Definitely, definitely. So, you know, like you mentioned, having a eco-friendly or a conscious lifestyle, when you've seen, so there are two sides to this story. When we've seen that there is so much garbage we produce every single day, there is definitely impact on the marine aquatic life. There are endangered species. There's so much of problems that we cause to the aquatic animals. Have you come across any of such incidents where you've seen, or you, it's just terrific or horrifying to you?
See, as I told you, we have been learning about these things since a long time. In our environmental studies also, we have studied that there are, you know, in this industrial waste is being sent in rivers and all, and the aquatic animals, they are living in a very peaceful life in a cold water, but suddenly if a hot water is entering, there is a complete change in the water pH level, and therefore the aquatic animals are dying. All these things we have already studied, but what are the policies made behind it? Are anybody stopping these industries? Are we are treating this water and then we are throwing? There are very few less, and you know, there is one thing I'll tell you. There is a law. If you are you have heard about this aqua water bottles, right? There's a law made that this manufacturing water bottles, these companies are responsible for their disposal. Okay, we are not responsible for the disposal. So if we find that this aqua water bottle on a beach side or anywhere we are that we find that it is probably harming the environment, people can complain and that company would be punishable. But what these people do, you know, these people, this companies, this corporate people, they will send few volunteers and they will just show on paper that we are cleaning, we are doing beach cleanups and all. And how much the quantity of the water bottles you are making and the amount of your volunteers are collecting, please compare it and just show it in on to us. It is negligible, Tanshi. It is negligible. So all these people, you know, it's just for the sake of paper. There are few products which claims to be, you know, sustainable, but they are not. There are, as I told you, greenwashing term is currently, you know, people tend to move towards eco-friendly things nowadays. But people are taking advantage of these things and they are just greenwashing so that consumers are attracted. It's not happening. It's not happening.
Like you mentioned, you know, being aware probably or understanding at your own level and reading about things and then actually applying and not just going blind folded or being like हाँ ये अच्छा है तो यहाँ चले जाते हैं वो अच्छा है वहाँ चले जाते हैं मे बी यू नो अंडरस्टैंडिंग एंड लर्निंग बींग लाइक लर्निंग आर सेल्स एवरी सिंगल डे दैट यू नो दिस कुड बी अ थिंग और दिस कुड बी अ चेंज दिस इज हाउ कैन फॉलो कैन प्रॉब्ली हेल्प एंड So, what is the one advice or you know, one message that you want our listeners to know about? And again, how can our listeners reach out to you and your organization? Just sum it up for us.
Okay, so message is very simple. Just have awareness, have the sense of responsibility, not only in you, start imbibing this eco-conscious life. Not only to us, but you know, to our children also. You know, there has been a kid, a 7-year-old kid, 8-year-old kid coming and visiting to our drive, doing our drive. And I feel so good because this is, I'm creating a generation of change maker. These people are going back home, and when they are seeing them seeing their parents using this plastic, they will be questioning them, and they are the change makers. So I believe that we should start inculcating and imbibing these things in students. Also, I would say we should start making policies which imbibe this in school students, because we have been studying the book, the textual knowledge. We should start practicing, as we have for chemistry practical, physics practical in schools. We should start having environmental practical, where you compost. Where you take this wet waste, try to make a compost out of it, try something new and all, because these young minds are the creative minds. They will bring about a superb ideas, and government should use this idea, I believe, for their betterment and start inculcating those sustainable behaviors within them. And yeah, all these things are very baby steps, but yes, we should take it. Coming to the next part of the question, I would love to for you all to come to join us. We do beach cleanups every Sunday. There are only few Sundays when there's a high tide in the morning. We are not doing beach cleanups. We'll be doing awareness programs also in upcoming months. As I told about my campaign, it is a big campaign actually, so it is taking a lot of time to plan, plot. But definitely I'll be reaching to Hitanshi and Simran for sure. So you both are not going anywhere. You are joining me anyhow.
Definitely, definitely. The entire public health office of our college is in for anything that we can help from our end. We are definitely.
I had already words with Simran. I'll be coming. Anybody can join us. You just ping me on Instagram, or just you message me now. Simran has my number. You just have to ping me. I'll be welcoming you all, and let's have a good time on beach.
Definitely. So thank you so much, Nishi. Like you've give from inspiring me that you've started this at a student level to you talking about everything in such detail and giving us your own experience. this is not only just inspiring or motivating, it's just more of vocalizing that there are people out there who care about the society, who care about the environment. And on this Pollution Prevention Day, with our aim only being that getting people to at least acknowledge or take into account, you've given everything. You've summed it up for us in a very beautiful manner. So thank you so much for that. From, you know, giving example of how schools se agar padhana chalu kiya to shayad बड़े होके बच्चे समझ जाएंगे. लाइक हमें वो क्लीन अप करने के बाद पता चला कि वो शिट इतना प्लास्टिक मैं डालती थी यार, अभी से नहीं करना चाहिए. प्रॉब्ली वो स्कूल बच्चों को पढ़ा लिया या उनके करिकुलम में भी डाल दिया, मे इट विल एक्चुअली गिव अस अ डिफरेंट पर्सपेक्टिव और डिफरेंट जनरेशन ऑल टुगेदर. सो थैंक यू सो 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 मच फॉर डूइंग दिस विद अस. इट इज अ प्लेजर एंड ऑनर टू टॉक टू यू. इट इज अमेजिंग. थैंक यू सो मच. एंड वॉट एवर यू गाइज आर डूइंग, वॉट एवर इट इज जस्ट मोर एंड मोर इंस्पायरिंग. And it gives us and it fills us with the fact that tomorrow is a good day. We have a better tomorrow. It is for us. So thank you so much, Neshi, for such an insightful session.
Thank you. Thanking you all for inviting me so that I can give my words to others also. You are giving me a good platform where I can, you know, create an awareness to all of you all. And thank you so much.